Kurdistan's Workers Party, or PKK, has threatened to call off a truce deal with Turkey, which was reached several months ago. The PKK has reshuffled its top commanders, and they say if the Turkish government does not change its ways, the settlement process will be put to a halt.
The PKK has not withdrawn. The whole peace process has not been complete. There has yet to be a correct agreement between the Turkish government and the PKK. The whole situation is corrupt.
I do not believe in the peace process. Turkish citizens do not know the conditions. I don't think the PKK plans withdrawing because the terms have not been met yet.
The Turkish government and the PKK called for a historic truce in March after decades of war that has left 40,000 people dead. The truce called on PKK militants to lay down their arms and retreat to northern Iraq. But the PKK's new commander says the situation is changing and the PKK militants will not lay down their arms.
Next week is a very pivotal period for Turkey. We are in a fragile situation.
PKK leader Murat Karaylan also said he was frustrated with the lack of concessions from the Turkish government. He said the military was still active in parts of Kurdish-populated southern Turkey. Karaylan also added some village security forces have taken up arms against the PKK.
We don't know what the Turkish government has agreed to with regard to the PKK. The fact that they are saying this week is critical makes the situation unstable.
The Democratic Society Congress, which is an umbrella group of Kurdish non-governmental organizations, says it wants the Ministry of Justice to allow sending an independent delegation of doctors to Imrali Island to examine and imprison PKK leader Abdullah Öcalan.
The group has also asked for a secretary and an assistant for Öcalan so that he would be able to talk to delegations from outside. Only if that happens, the group argues, Öcalan can run the negotiation process. They have also given the Turkish government an ultimatum to carry on with the settlement process within a week, not to disrupt it. Serena Shim, Press TV, Istanbul.